You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ilse von Heinberg. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on November 13th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. The Northwestern College Republicans have repainted the Rock with pro-Trump imagery 2 days after it was repainted to cover their pro-Trump messaging. The numerous paintings and repaintings of the Rock over the past few days have sparked debate about what political unity means to partisan groups on campus, as well as debate on issues such as abortion rights and tariffs. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson acknowledged Tuesday that his proposed $300 million hike in property taxes will likely be opposed by the city council. The council is set to hold a symbolic vote on Thursday regarding the tax increase. Because the tax was intended to fill the city's budget deficit, city council must now come up with an alternative. Johnson framed the rejection as evidence of a collaborative government instead of a rebuttal of his leadership. Dozens of wildfires have been raging in the Northeast United States due to drought-like weather. So far, one person has been killed, a New Jersey parks worker. Massachusetts authorities have said of the approximately 200 fires they have dealt with this month, most have been caused by humans. Meanwhile, larger and more destructive fires in California have been contained. And the Federal Aviation Administration prohibited U.S. planes from flying to Haiti for 30 days after gangs shot at 3 planes. The shootings come amid a wave of gang violence spurred by the swearing-in of a new prime minister. The United Nations has also stopped flights to the capital of Port-au-Prince, which has suspended humanitarian aid. Some airlines, like American, have suspended planes going to Haiti until February. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ilse von Heinberg. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.